Unbelievable how much good stuff we got in those 2 hours. Did you get all that intel down from the big head? The flight deck, James Kelly. I love how he jumped in at the very end with, oh yeah, and by the way, I'm taking OKC plus 11 against the Bucks late. Dude, did you really say you hit Monmouth? Plus 3, apparently. And when I asked him why he did that, was it karma? He said, no offense, boss, it was not the karma. They have a distinct free throw advantage. James Kelly. If you're just tuning in now and you're watching on CBS Sports Network, yes, that is me wearing a jersey, a Monmouth jersey, a George Pappas jersey. I said that I would wear it if he sent it, and he did. Or Alexis did, or the school did, or they all did. But I'm still wearing it, and there is power in this thing. 1-800-636-8686. This program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Hit me up on the phones. I've got Howard Beck coming up next segment. We already had Bucky Brooks talking Combine. We had Todd Reardon talking Capitals hockey. I've got Alvin's Ionic week that was bottom of the hour. Ionic. That's you want Ionic? James Kelly bringing in reaction about James Kelly. That is truly Ionic. This email says, hey, Rome, earlier today, you brought up garage sales. Estate sales. By the way, do you think that's where the flight deck buys his shirts? Aaron in Iowa. I don't know where he shops. I just know he's flush with cash. Rome, there is nothing wrong with a grown man wearing an athlete's jersey. I actually sleep in a number 88 Cowboys jersey. Signed, Jarrah. Brian in Charlotte wore that big-headed degenerate horse player, James Kelly, giving me the stone-cold exacta for the Fountain of Youth stakes at Gulfstream tomorrow. Are you playing that? He's giving me a funny look like he didn't even know. I don't know that he's a stone-cold or a degenerate horse player. He's a degenerate fan of jungle racing. I know this about the deck. He's not on that. This just reads, War Mama Clones. Gloss Alexa. Alexa? Hey, Alexa. Gloss Alexa, the jungle mom.
He glossed me.
I wonder how many Alexas I just turned on. Alexa. Alexa. Hey, Siri. Hey, Alexa. Dial Hawk's ex-girlfriend.
For no resistance.
Whoa. Keep your mouth shut, Hawk. Hey, Rome, what's a hat size? Regard Sean Kemp? Mitch from Buffalo. Sending it. War IRA playing hockey with a broken broomstick and an empty tin of Skol. No bum smack. Rome Slice. This James Kelly Friday segment needs to happen every Friday. And I've got a suggestion for the segment. Let's call it the Flight Deck Danger Zone segment. That 7 5/8-inch dome needs its own segment. Stan in Anchorage, Alaska is calling for a weekly James Kelly segment. War James Kelly writing gambling checks, his bank account cat cash. He can, though. That's the thing, man. He does pretty well. He does better than me.
Son, your ego is writing checks than your body can't cash.
Before I start talking to him. He is my consultant.
Nice. Man.
But I don't always go with what he says. And sometimes I get over and I feel smart because he's got a gigantic head. And Mean Cop tweets, the deck should have a regular Friday segment in the jungle. Sean Rohasek, please have the big head work before the first Thursday of the NCAA tournament so he can give out his picks. We're not forcing it. If it's there and there's good information, he will come in here. If it's not there, we're not going to force it. All right, let's go to the phones. I've got Howard Beck coming up next segment. Alvy's Week That Was is coming up too. Let's go to Houston. My man's been on hold for quite some time. Jerome in H-Town. Jerome, brother, what's up? How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Ron Van Smack, King of Smack, Hall of Famer? Love to be on every time. I just wanted to get in on this Carnap Nation thing. It's been going on for a while, and I used to giggle at it and kind of, you know, not pay too much attention to it. But as I've got older, about the last year and a half, I'm in my mid-60s. And I'm going to tell you what, with the weather we've been having down here in H-Town with the awesome 60-degree sunshine, little breeze going, I've been carnapping. I was late for a meeting the other day because I was Carnap Nation, and it's just amazing. And I got a very comfortable vehicle to carnap in. I just say, hey, it's invigorating, exhilarating, and it is far superior to not taking a carnap like some of you horses' asses that want to laugh at what we do. But I'm going to tell you, last year and a half, I've embraced it, and I love it.
My man, I love hearing this. Hold on real quick. So, Jerome, like, so dial me in. When you go Carnap Nation, at first you scoffed at it, now you're all about it. How long are these naps that you take, and how often do you do it?
Oh, it's between a half hour and an hour and a half. It just depends. I've spent some good lunch hours napping it out, and ain't nothing like it. You come back refreshed, revigorated, and never knew I'd be there.
Do you, like, when you go an hour and a half, do you just get in the back seat for that, or can you just nap that thing out up front?
No, I've got a very comfortable Ford F-150 pickup truck. Yeah.
I love it, Jerome. Rack him. Jerome, I appreciate you. You can call this show anytime you want, especially when you're saying things like,
rack him.
Yeah, I used to giggle. I used to laugh at y'all when you went Carnap Nation. I'm not a part of the nation, but I'm not here to dog the nation. I just don't do it. You know, my life's not set up like that. I will admit, a couple of weeks back, I came as close to having a carnap as I ever had. I just hit the wall, man. I absolutely hit the wall. And I almost napped it out for about 5 or 8 minutes. He just said, I do it all the time. I said, for how long? He said, you know, a half hour, an hour and a half. If the breeze is right, and then I'm reinvigorated. Jerome, you sound like it, man. You horses' asses. Just don't know any better. All right, so that's somebody saying I'm kind of new to it. The Carnap Nation. Anybody else? There's a right way and a wrong way. Good job, Jerome. Rack him. Let's go this time to Florida. Gary in Florida. Gary, what's up? How are you?
Rome, dog. What's happening?
What's up?
Huge, huge fan, man. 20 years in. You make my day, bro. I just got to tell you a couple things. For one, the big head sounds like Gary Sinise. I hope I'm saying that dude's name right, but sounds just like the actor, Gary Sinise. And I also wanted to tell you, man, I named my cat after you. My cat's name is Romy. So when you talk how much you love your cat and everything, I'm like, I'm right there with you, kid. I got something else to say, if I may.
Sure.
You can't leave, man. You can't retire ever. I don't know what to tell you. You got to retire after I retire. And but anywho.
So, Gary, when are you going to retire?
Hopefully in about 10 years, man.
Okay.
And congratulations, too, on your Hall of Fame, man. You deserve it. I can't tell you enough. It's an honor talking to you. This is the third time I've called you, and you didn't hang up on me, so I dig that. And I appreciate you, man.
You too, Gary. Thanks so much. Not only did I not hang up on you, rack him. You know, bro, if you're saying to me, don't retire, I can't retire until you retire and you want to go 10 more years, I'm in. I'll do that deal with you right now. I'll give you 10 more years. You know why? They're going to have to rip this jersey off my back. This Monmouth jersey off my back. They're going to have to rip this George Pappas gamer off my back. And the reason for that, it's not what you think. Like, yeah, I know, man. You got a big-ass ego. You want to be on radio. You want to be on TV. No. Pretty much if they did rip this thing off my back right now, I far exceeded any expectation I ever had. I just love doing it. I love doing it still. You got it? I'll go 10 more years. Hell, Gary, I'll go 15 more years. I'm not going anywhere. You say he named his cat after me because he knows I love my cat. I got two cats. I don't want to get graphic with it, but I've got two cats. Cody, the ragdoll cat. Cat does not like me, which makes me love the cat even more. We got this other cat, this rescue cat, Sapphire. Sapphire's been acting pretty weird as he's gotten older. Like, the cats are both fixed. Sapphire somehow has reversed the process. Like, he's kind of unfixed himself, and he's doing some really weird cat things.
What's the process?
And he's trying to do it to people. Yeah, I know. Pretty crazy, right, Hawk? Anyway, I'm like, nah, Sapphire. Everybody's got a headache, bro. Anyway, good cats. It's good to have cats. I like dogs, too. I like cats. I like horses. And I like animals. I'm an animal guy. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Oklahoma. All of a sudden, we're talking about Carnap Nation. Jerome got it started. Are you a member of the nation? How long have you been a member of the nation? What's it do for you to be a member of the nation? Robert in Oklahoma. Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. I just became a member of Carnap Nation about a week ago. Recently started driving over-the-road trucks, so we have to take a 30-minute break before we reach 8 hours of on-duty. And nothing more pleasing than just cracking the window, lean that seat back, and put your hat on your face and just nap it out. It's great.
I love that. So can you just wake up in 30 minutes? Do you set your phone to it? How do you go about doing it? Okay. I guess that was an offensive question. My man just must have started his nap. It's like, man, it's so great. You crack that window open. You drop that hat over your face. My man, I'll check back with you in 31 minutes when you wake up. What I'm curious about is Carnap Nation. Can you nap it out and do you just wake up when you wake up? Or do you have a process whereby it's got to be 20 minutes, it's got to be 30 minutes, if it's too long, it's too much of a good thing? Do you set your alarm to it? I got this thing going on with Rogues, the son of ours that still lives at home. Logan is a freshman in high school. Logan is playing JV baseball. Logan goes to the gym and he lifts weights and he works out. Logan comes home after baseball practice and naps it out like it's six. And all of a sudden, it really weird kind of off-hour times, I'll hear his alarm going off on his iPhone like it's 6:45. I'm like, Junior, what the hell is that? You're napping at 6:30 at night? Hey, look, man, your old man was up at 4 a.m. Your old man was at his desk early, hosting, grinding, working, production, gym, night work. What are you doing taking a nap during the day, man? You're 14 years old. Oh, you talking to me, Dad? Huh? That's great. I got a kid who's part of the Nap Nation, but he's a kid. Anybody else who is partaking in daytime naps in their car, in their truck, in their big rig, anywhere? I got to hear about it. I've always been fascinated by Carnap Nation. Nap Nation's one thing. Carnap Nation is next level. It's one thing if you can nap it out. Like, I so badly want to be Nap Nation, I can't even do that. So if I can't do it at home in a nice bed with a nice Casper mattress, how am I doing that in my car? Is there a car nap? Is there an office Nap Nation? Anybody nap it out at work? Hit me up. You know where to find me. When we come back, Red Vine Nation, Howard Beck, senior NBA writer for Bleacher Report, joins me. Always week that was is coming up. You know I'm going to hit that no matter what. Guaranteed hit. So what do we want when we're craving protein or we need more energy? We don't want to fall prey to Carnap Nation. Not a bar, not a sugary snack, not an energy drink. Let's go old school with it. Let's just go beef, pure and simple. So, where is the beef? It's in a package of Old Trapper beef jerky. Old Trapper is not your old man's jerky. It's not Ritz jerky. It's not shriveled up and dry like Ritt. Old Trapper beef jerky is made from lean strips of steak and quality spices that are smoked over a real wood fire. So, it's tender and tasty. It's not rough. So, what makes it so good? The company behind it. a 50-year-old family business known for their relentless commitment to quality. They take their smoked beef extremely seriously, so you can taste it in every last bite. Old Trapper is packed with protein. It comes in four great flavors. Quality smoked meat at its finest that goes with you wherever you go, to the game, to the gym, to the beach, anywhere at all. So look for Old Trapper in the Clearview bag. You can see the quality you're buying. Look for it in major retail outlets near you. If you don't see it, be sure to ask for it by name, because, as you know by now, there is no jerky that compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Howard Beck joining me momentarily. Meantime, you want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We are close. We are convenient. We are known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people that you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Make sure you check it out. We are joined by a senior NBA writer at Bleacher Report, host of the Full 48 podcast, friend of the program, still the undisputed Red Vine King of the World. Howard Beck is my guest. Good to have you back. Howard, how are you?
Doing well, Romy. How are you?
Good, good. Howard,
it's been a big week for Red Vines.
Dude, you know I was going to start there. You know there's only one place I could start this week. When you are the undisputed Red Vine King of the entire world, what is your reaction when you see the other king, at least the king of the NBA, LeBron James, enjoying a Red Vine after his 40-point performance against New Orleans?
I mean, obviously, I could be nothing but pleased, Rome. It's a great, great day for all of Red Vine Nation. It's a big moment for the movement. It's the endorsement we've all been waiting for. And I think the only troubling part of it was that so many people mistook, and I'm going to assume it's innocent, but they mistook the Red Vine for a Twizzler, which is, of course, an inferior product. And for those who mixed it up, who got the name wrong, who misunderstood, misconstrued, I forgive them, but just get it right. That was absolutely a Red Vine. Give LeBron James credit for having the right taste.
I'm so glad you said that. I mean, licorice, not all licorice is created equally. Red Vines and Twizzlers are not the same thing, are they, Howard?
They're absolutely not the same thing. There's an east-west divide here, I'm convinced, because Red Vines are from the Bay Area, where I grew up, and definitely I grew up on Red Vines. I live in the East Coast, on the East Coast now in New York, and people here, they only know Twizzlers. So I understand the confusion, but they're not the same thing. And anybody who uses that interchangeably, like people who say Kleenex for every like tissue product, it's not. These are different things. This is not, someone tried to tell me it's like saying soda versus saying pop, but those things refer to the same can of beverage. Twizzlers and Red Vines, they're just different things, Jim.
Such a good point. It's like grocery store versus market. I mean, they're not one and the same. Howard Beck setting the record straight. All right, so what about LeBron? LeBron is 35, Howard. He's got this many miles on his legs. He's still playing at this level. How is he playing at this level? Is it the power of the Red Vines, and can he keep it up for four more months?
I would like to think it's absolutely the power of the Red Vines, and that if I, too, just simply consumed enough of them, I could sustain the same kind of production. It's interesting because there's no baseline here, right? There's no precedent. There have been other players who have gotten to year 17, other superstars who have been still productive at that age, but not at this level, at this level of usage, level of minutes, and level of just dominance still. And you know, part of it is just the age we're in. Modern medicine and training, and also LeBron just being a freak of nature, all of these things are, I think, part of it. And then there's the fact that he did have a lighter load than usual last season because his season got cut short, and he didn't make a run to June for the first time in nearly a decade. So is he fresher? That's probably part of it. I think also, you know, we know how diligent he is with his training. My only concern, Jim, is one where I just think the laws of physics come into play at some point. Can LeBron go at this this level of intensity offensively and defensively through an entire regular season just to have the Lakers positioned where they are and still have enough left in May and June, because obviously this team wants to be playing that deep. So I don't know what the toll is. I don't know, you know, like this is, these are impossible things to know, even with all the sports science we have. But what he's doing is absolutely remarkable given how deep into his career he is and how many miles he's got on him.
I agree with you, and I didn't even see him doing it. As great as he is, I did not see him playing at this level the way he has for the first half and beyond of this season. But, Howard, what about, and we'll see how it plays out and we'll see what he has left, but what about the roster around him? For instance, they've got the best record in the West, but at the same time, they did not get anybody at the trade deadline. They were unable to convince Darren Collison to come out of retirement. So as you look at their roster right now, what would be your biggest concern for them in the postseason?
If LeBron is at his peak, if he's playing this, the way that he's playing now in April, May, and presumably June, and Anthony Davis is healthy and doing the same thing too, then the answer to the question may be there is no concern, because they do have good, solid guys around them, and they're obviously a, you know, a very capable team. They've got the record that they do. The concern I've always had was, and it remains, is if LeBron has to be your primary playmaker at all times that he's on the court, and your primary scorer, and does everything else that he does and anchors your defense, and you don't have anybody to turn to on a night when he needs a breather or on a night when, for whatever reason, he's a little off, that's where the concern is. And they don't have that guy. They don't have the either the third star or the backup point guard, because LeBron's essentially their point guard. There's just nobody else to lean on, whereas with the Clippers, you know, Lou Williams on any given night can drop the 25 points that Kawhi or Paul George doesn't if those guys aren't available or if they're in foul trouble or whatever. The Lakers just don't have that other guy. They don't have great depth. They've got good, solid supporting players, but they just don't have a lot of room for error.
Howard Beck is my guest. Howard, you mentioned the Clippers. So the Clippers get the Morris that everybody wanted at the deadline, but they still go through stretches where they lose to teams that they really should not lose to. Is that worrying to you, or do you look at the fact that when they're fully healthy, they are really good and really dangerous?
I think on paper, they are the deepest team. And picking up Reggie Jackson and Marcus Morris, yeah, the fit isn't necessarily ideal with either one, and those are both guys who, you know, can be a little ball dominant at times. But it just gives them that many more weapons, that many more guys they can go to, and especially these next couple of months as you're just kind of winding down the regular season, you don't have to lean on your main guys as much when you've got that kind of depth. So it'll help them now. Whether those guys are critical in the playoffs or not, we'll see. Although Marcus Morris in particular was a great pickup in part because he's yet one more strong guy, one more body you can throw at LeBron James defensively on top of having Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and Montrezl Harrell and everybody else. So I like what the Clippers have. They've been a little weird, a little up and down the last, you know, several weeks, last month or so. Some of that is just it's been a choppy season. Paul George missed a ton of games. Kawhi Leonard with his load management. Patrick Beverley's missed games. So some of it's just been that you've got these major new pieces in the two stars that they brought in, plus you're bringing in buyout guys now or trade guy, trade deadline guys. I think they're just still trying to kind of like find their rhythm and get the rotation set, but they've got some time.
Howard, there are a number of things that I wanted to hit you with that I could hit you with, but I want to end this by going right to one other thing. You recently had Greg Oden on your podcast. What was that conversation like, and what's your sense as to where he is now in life?
Yeah, no, thanks for asking me about that. I had never met Greg Oden, as it happens, but I got in touch with him through the Retired Players Association at All-Star Weekend, and it was the first time that Greg Oden had ever been to All-Star Weekend, and he could not have been happier to be there. Greg Oden obviously went through a lot of things in his career, not least of which was all those knee surgeries that cut short his career, but he's also battled alcoholism and substance abuse. But he's clean. He's in a great place right now. He's married. He's got a young daughter. He's happy. He's just in a very good place. He's working with a company that helps advise athletes on their finances. I think he's done a little coaching here and there. And it was just a really wonderful conversation. He's a bright, thoughtful guy who's really grounded, who understands where he's been. And, like, there's no bitterness there. He's just in a very good place mentally. And so it was just great to have that conversation with him as a guy who, you know, people are always going to consider as, you know, as a bust. And they're going to use that word because he was drafted number one overall and his career ended prematurely. And, it's a sad story in that sense, but it's an inspiring story in that he's come back from all that, and he was in a really dark place. And if people want to know more, aside from my podcast, I would encourage people to Google Greg Oden and the Indianapolis Star, because the Star did a phenomenal feature on him about a year ago that documented a lot of his just climbing back out of that dark place and overcoming his substance abuse. But a great conversation with him. I enjoyed it immensely. If people want to go look at my podcast, The Full 48, they can find that there as well.
Extremely well done by you, Howard, and I couldn't respect or appreciate him any more than I do for the way he has come back and battled back and the way he's embraced his life. He is a senior NBA writer at Bleacher Report. He is the host of the Full 48 podcast. Look for that. The Red Vine King of the World, friend of the program, Howard Beck. Great job, Howard. Appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Romy, you're the best. Thanks, man.
You, dude. Howard Beck joining us. All right, when we come back. Been so much show today. So much excellent show today.
Good show, dude.
Great show, dude. And there's still more to come. Alvin DeLauro will spin back the week that was. It's not too late for you to come through with any reaction to anything you've heard today. David Ortiz is having a garage sale. When you're rich, a garage sale is an estate sale. When in reality, it's a garage sale. I may or may not get to that. I will get to a sports update right here, right now. Here it is. ATP. The Ask the Pros. It's where Bell B gets to ask me a question. And it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. She is back. Bella is really good at this because she keeps it simple. She keeps it tight. Hi, Jim. Window or aisle seat? Thanks, Bella B in Calgary. It's that easy. She wins again. Aisle. Aisle. And not because I have to get up. I just don't like being boxed in, really. Claustrophobic, maybe. I don't know. I want the control and the freedom to, if I need to get up and move about, I can, even if I don't. Much rather have the aisle than this guy. Hey, Jim, do you think you can put the kids down early tonight? Regards, Rome's cat. Steve, excuse me. You got a cold. It's not you. Steve, you literally are one of the worst emailers in the history of radio. Not even to my program, but in the history of radio, any format, any genre. But that was pretty good. I'll give you that. Yeah, no, we're not. First of all, there's only one kid in the house, and we're not putting him down so I can get amorous with the cat. Alvin, you're not playing that song for me and the cat. Hey, Rome. I tried a car nap once. It did not go well. Sign the piano pan. Now John at the bar. Rome Slice. I used to work with a guy that would nap it out in his car during lunch in the parking lot across the street. I perfected the art of idling up to his car and laying on the horn. I implore the clones to try it sometime. It's almost as funny as honking in somebody's backswing. Gee, off in Lincoln. That's not bad either. Another guy who's not good at emailing with a decent email. All right, let's get a phone call in here before we go to Alvin's week that was. I called out to Carnap Nation and said, is there anybody even in Office Nap Nation? I found a lot of car nappers and one guy who naps it out in his office. Let's go to the Bay Area. Ken. Hey, Ken, how are you?
Hey, Romy, a big fan. I liked you ever since before Chris Everett.
You go way back, dude.
Way back. So, yeah, Office Nap Nation really exists. I'm sure I'm not the only one out there who thinks so.
How does that work, man? That is such a big middle finger to the company. How can you pull that off? How do you work that?
You keep the door closed, and usually somewhat during lunch. but it's really helpful. Leads to a lot of productivity.
So what do you do? What do you do, and what kind of office do you work in that you can do that?
I'm a lawyer, so law office.
Oh, there you go. I like that. So just are those billable hours? Are you still on the clock? All right, Ken, you got it. No, I appreciate it. Good job, Ken. Thank you. Thanks for having my back, too, for so long. That's an attorney who's doing that. All right, I can see that. Y'all handle your business. When I wake up, I'll finish negotiating that deal for you. When I wake up, I don't think the con man, David Feldman, is napping it out in his nation. Or in his office, I mean. That's an attorney. I expected the guy to go, yeah, I'm kind of a sales rep. Sales reps are all about Carnap Nation. I would say Office Nap Nation, but if you're a sales rep and there's a salesman, I mean, you can't be a sales rep in the office unless you are a telemarketer. We know this. So sales reps are Carnap Nation. I was curious who in their office can get away with that. An attorney, of course. Alvy, are you ready? Roll the week that was. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the jungle. A very good Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. And it's been roughly 36 hours since Tyson Fury did what he did on Saturday night. And frankly, I still cannot believe it. Total physical, mental, and psychological domination. Right down to the moment where he appeared to be licking Wilder's blood off his neck. Kevin Ioli, when he came out sitting on the throne, wearing a crown and singing crazy.
That entrance by Fury was spectacular. It was epic. I mean, the place went nuts.
Dante Wilder's corner was throwing in the towel.
I get it. I understand that Wilder might be pissed, but that was the right call.
You know, I'm ready to go out on my seal, man.
Better to have wounded pride than a damaged brain. Bob in Jacksonville.
I am actually flabbergasted. That fight was so fixed, other people can't see that.
They were already contractually obligated to a third fight. Why would they need to fix it?
Do you remember the Max Bear Primo Carnera fight? And
Flabbergasted. LeBron back and Brown in. 15-foot follow away. Good! And that's a little dream shake for you. Perfectly executed. And yes, I would happily take 7 more games like that one. Milkshake Monday! It's Monday somewhere. We are efforting Derek Brown. We'll run him down.
Run
sooner than later.
Down.
Derek Brown joining us. I'm glad you mentioned family. Always leave things better than you found them.
I didn't really realize it back in high school because I was kind of like, man, like, I had that, all right, I got it. And then I remember like, my sophomore year in college, I was like, I finally get my dad's saying.
Kobe always said she was me.
I certainly hope that it helped Vanessa and the Bryant family just a little bit. I know it helped Los Angeles, Southern California, and Laker fans everywhere.
I'll have to look at another crime meme for the mix.
And then joining us, the team and Phillip Rivers were parting ways.
I tell you what, we're going to miss it. Just his personality, his work ethic. He's a pro's pro.
I quit crying!
You're blaming the costume. But I'm going to say that was because there was a massive human being standing in front of him, backing him up and pounding him. Chris Mannix joining us.
He's basically playing the blame game bingo. The outfit, and then it's Mark Breland, and Anthony Durrell yelling at ringside, and the referee stunk.
Emails.
Happy Fat Tuesday. Signed Benny in Frisco Burger. Mikey de la Creme Brulee. Mike D for 3 helpings. Leff in Lasagna. Polly in Indigestion. This year, it's Joe Burrow. His hands came in at 9 inches.
No!
Sound the small handler because Joe Burrow's career is over. Pete Prisco. Jackass run from back of plane alert.
As soon as the plane lands, seatbelt off, he goes racing to the front because he's got to get off the plane quicker than everybody else.
Jerk move.
This dishonest horse is...
Daniel Jeremiah joining us.
Who is ultra, like, twitched up with his feet, with his release, with his mind, like, seeing things really quickly. Have you ever played cards? He's like a card dealer. Like, just shooting those cards
that's
out across the table. Like, that's kind of how he plays.
Forget about the day I got married. To hell with the days my kids were born. The single greatest day of my life, Jim, is all set to take place on Saturday, April 11th, 2020. When the proud, shiny, up-and-coming city of Buffalo, New York becomes the center of the jungle universe.
I need you lower!
What an incredible move by Kirby Smart in Georgia. I just know how you let that guy get away. Right now, Georgia's a Bentley. Scott Cochran's just going to put spinners on that thing.
I'm just going to put spinners on that thing.
He went to a Disturbed concert rocking a shirt which said, I need a kidney. Somebody saw and donated a kidney? That is incredible.
Wow, this is a very rabid, very loyal fan base that goes back decades.
Double lunch.
It's heart disease!
I have never seen anybody that ugly in my life with that much confidence.
Huh?
Man, this is so crazy, man.
So exactly where do you come out on the new CBA?
That's
quit beating around the bush, Marquise. Stop dancing around the issue. Do not stand behind the door on this one. Let us have the truth.
The Pouncer twins vote no.
How old are those boys now?
The boys are now 18 and 15.
Oh,
oldest
my
son.
God. You and I wrestle, I would kick your butt right now. I'm probably burning 1,000 calories walking. But don't you think a little belly is cute, too?
Why is it that these gazillion-dollar players get injured, and yet nobody ever seems to mention the trainer? What's up with that?
Okay.
Wreck
her. Adult kickball. Yo, bro, how long before you run an adult hopscotch league?
Together we can make kickball great again.
Throws a dunk and then talks
I've been saying a lot of cool things in my life, but maybe nothing as cool as this. I have not worn a jersey since I was 12, and now I've got the Pappas jersey on. And, man, I can feel the power.
Oh, I'm so happy for that.
Anytime, Jim. Appreciate you having me. Thanks.
Well, there's an ME in that
Tell the wife I said hello to.
Amputation may be necessary.
Flabbergasted.
The mom is hot.
Is that a Big Ben or Matt Patricia throwing?
So I hope you tweet this out and tag the league.
Hopefully one year and one day from now next year as well.
And can taste that fart in my mouth right now. Okay, I'm not going to finish that thought.
Invigorating. Exhilarating.
I'm out.
You can't retire ever.
Best team in the NBA against the spread this year is the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Hey, hey.
Good night now.
That's the flight deck. Best team against the spread in the NBA, the OKC Thunder. Quickly to the phones, Benny in Wisco. Hey, Benny, how are you?
I'm good, man. I've been a fan of the show for like 100 years, so much so that I call my dog Hipster Idiot after your producer there, Adam Hawk. But I wanted to touch up on a few things, namely the Bucks' domination of the NBA and how their victory in Toronto a few nights back provided a reminder to everyone that Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet are still pretty chunky. It's amazing to think about how many calories these guys would have to consume in order to maintain that build, given how many calories they actually burn on a daily basis, honing their craft. They're lucky they play in Canada, where they have access to low-cost blood pressure medication. Kyle Lowry and Fat VanVleet, the Raptors' starting guards have a higher combined BMI than the starting guards for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, these guys have more exposed shoulder fat than a Minnesota maid of honor. I don't know. I'd love to see these two teams clash again in the conference finals this year, but I'm just not sure these guys will make it without suffering a coronary or succumbing to osteoarthritis. And Drake doesn't get a free pass either. Dude looks like someone put Terry Terry's glasses on DJ Collette. Clean it up, Canada. All right, LV, let's do this. Bruh, 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 bruh. Come on. Bruh, 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 bruh. Come on. Have a good weekend, dude.
Come on! Come on, Benny. You're calling other people fat. Benny and Wisco calling professional athletes fat.
When you know what the answer to that question is.
Huge call sponsored by Capital One Venture Card. When you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, your next trip is closer than you think. What is in your wallet? That was like 6 hours of content slammed into three. It was so good. My thanks to Bucky Brooks from NFL Network, Todd Reardon from the Caps, Howard Beck, Bleacher Report. I'm repping Monmouth all show long. Probably take it off at some point. Maybe after I go out tonight, I'll wear it out tonight on the town. Thanks for listening. Have a great, great weekend, and I will see you right back here on Monday. We're out.